This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get things adjusted here. Open up your mind and let's move ahead on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner in this hour of the Thursday, April 15th program. Once again, a reminder of our continuing focus, asking for your help during the Feeding America Radiothon that will go on through the weekend. We're still taking donations. So if you haven't given yet, think about donating to help people who are hungry around our country. So many are affected by this year. And we all know the reason for it, and we all know how extensive it is, but can we help? A lot of people say, I don't have any extra money. Well, if you're somebody who stops at a Starbucks and buys a cup of coffee for whatever they're outrageous, you know, just don't do that once and give that money. You can go online to radiocares.org or text the word radio to 662266, and you get the donation list. This is, you know, we're... I think I'm proud of doing things like this. I don't usually get involved in things like this, but this is something that strikes a chord with me. So hopefully with all the help that we have listening, people listening around the country on 300 and some odd radio stations, there are about 3,000 stations participating in this. I just decided I wanted to carry it on a little bit further because I want to see a couple more bucks go into the till. Pretty simple. So if you're on the same page as I am or we are, then help yourself to helping other people. That's really what it is. We're all here to help. That's my mantra. Has been all of my life. A lot of people make excuses for where they are or it's somebody else's fault. I couldn't help it, yada, yada. Well, in this circumstance, I would venture a guess that most of the people that have a problem here are not having a problem because they've chosen to be hungry or they've chosen... A situation that's bad for themselves and their family. So let's not focus on blame. Let's focus on fixing the problem. It's really easy to forget that there are people in our country who don't get enough to eat. It's an amazing thing. And so that's why talking about this for a couple of 3 days in a row has helped for people. Really, I didn't realize the problem was that bad. Victoria, you've gone through the stats with us any number of times, and I think that the stats have gotten worse, and I'm just concerned about what happens after all the government money dries up in a month or two. What are we going to do then? What's going to happen? All these people, you know, we can argue all day long about whether all the businesses should have been shut down. I don't happen to think they should have been, but listen, that's where it is, and a lot of people are out of work, and even $5 will help make that donation. Visit RadioCares.org or text radio to 662266. Any comments to add before we jump off into something else that this isn't pleasant, but there's a lot of stuff around that isn't very pleasant that we seem to have on our minds. So, all right, hearing nothing, the pathologist who testified in the defense, now there's this week Derek Chauvin's team is bringing people in to discount the people who spoke last week. Most of the people last week were folks from they were people on the police force that worked with Derek Chauvin. But these people are not flattering testimony either. No.
You know? I mean, this is a cop who had 28 other disciplinary actions throughout his career. And one involved a shooting death, or four of them or something. I don't remember the numbers, but it was pretty alarming why this guy was even still a cop, to be honest.
Yep. And there are a lot of people who are in that circumstance. A lot of people get hired by, I remember 4 or 5 years ago, when you first came on the program, I remember talking one day about the police in New York and how many of the police who were being hired had records. Mm-hmm. They just didn't have any ability, so we'll just hire whoever we can hire. Which is a horrible reality. What do you want? You'd rather have nobody than some of these people. And so that's kind of what, not that people can't be turned, if you will, if they've done something wrong, but is that the first line of defense? I guess I remember this sort of an episode from Blue Bloods where one of the cops, you know, became a cop because he had a lot of trouble as a kid. And maybe that's, if you learn the lesson, it's okay, but I don't know, I'm just...
Well, okay, so I fully admit that this is a generalization, so I'm couching it that way, but I have had a lot of talks and with friends, just anecdotally over the years, and every, like, guy that we grew up with who was kind of, you know, messed around, wasn't really a great student, or was kind of like the class bully... All of them are local cops now. Every single one of them. Every degenerate that we were like, oh, that guy's going nowhere, they're all cops. And I think part of it is...
That is a little bit of a generalization, but yeah.
Well, it is. But I mean, this, like I said, and this is, you know, but in my area here in New Jersey, this is where, you know, when we talk about, like, the local guys that we all grew up with, and, you know them, and...
Yeah.
And now they're the ones, you know, busting up parties and stuff, and they were the ones who threw all the parties.
Yeah,
it's just, you know, I don't know. I don't. All I'm saying is I don't know.
Turnabout
on a local
is
level
fair play.
If it's the greatest pool that they chose from. But, you know. It's
back to the trial.
More psychological evaluations maybe would be the answer.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. We need more psych tests to get them in and to keep track of them. Like the psych... Oliver Platt plays a psych on Chicago Med, because apparently all hospitals now have psychologists, and he plays that role, and he plays it very, very well.
Or the doctors and nurses.
Often think. Yeah. For the doctors, nurses, and the patients.
Well, when you see when you see the numbers of doctors and nurses and even administrative workers in hospitals from COVID, the levels of stress and depression and I was just reading something in one of the psychology journals the other day. It's devastating. You know, and it's
impossible
to
imagine.
What they've been through.
Yeah, really it is. It's impossible to imagine it. So one other witness that I found interesting suggested that the fumes coming out of the tailpipe of the police car were what killed George Floyd. To the tailpipe, and we all know what that's like. So why wouldn't these guys have shut the police car off? I guess that's another...
See, this is the question that I brought up earlier today when Jen was talking about this. This cardiologist, of course, you know, being paid by the defense to say, to poke holes in the prosecution's case. So he said he couldn't really pinpoint what one thing killed George Floyd. He said it could have been hypertensive heart disease, it could have been an arrhythmia, it could have been, the tailpipe, the carbon monoxide. But what I asked, and I still don't have an answer, and I've been trying to find out, the video that we saw, that the world saw, of George Floyd with Derek Chauvin's knee on his neck, from that angle, it looked like the tailpipe was very close to George Floyd's face.
Yeah, it did. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But, but obviously perception in photographs is, you know, can be really off. So I'm wondering if anyone ever captured a different angle to see how close was he to the car? Because in that first image that we saw, that first video, it looks like his head is directly under the car, which couldn't be the case, right? And that just seems like that would not...
Why could it not be the case?
Well, it just seems like, wouldn't they have just... If they put him on the ground, they would have put him somewhere else, because a lot of heat comes out of a tailpipe. So I don't know. It doesn't really make sense.
It doesn't look like there's a lot of common sense in this entire thing. From looking
maybe,
from
maybe
the
I'm
outside
maybe I'm giving Chauvin
in.
Too much credit.
But still, even if that's the case, and it's not straight up homicide, that's still negligence that contributed to his death, which would straight up
meaning,
be manslaughter.
Meaning
tough
George Floyd
cop,
would not
man.
Have died that day. He would not have died that day had that entire incident happened. So,
right.
I don't know how
so
you don't
Jay,
find him guilty then.
I would like you, can we ask on the social media whether or not people think it's time to take the police out of traffic stops or dealing with the traffic? Because last year, if you look at the stats, the 121 people that were killed by police were stopped for traffic violations. Some of the most controversial things like this trial, well, this incident that led to this trial, were traffic related. So is it time for us to take the police out of traffic stops? And if in fact that were the case, maybe this is not part of the question, but it's part of the thinking or part of the discussion, who does it? We have in my town, we have crossing guards that direct traffic. We do not have police officers directing traffic, unless it's a detail that they're getting paid extra to do on their days off. But in general, traffic, when you're at a light, let's say the light doesn't work or it's school time or whatever it is, we don't have police out doing traffic duty. We don't have, well, we do have police with radar. I think that's another thing. You know, if you really are, if you're really honest and you're running a city or a town or some state, and you think that this is not about revenue enhancement, you're kidding yourself and everybody else. The only reason the police are out there with radar is to stop you from speeding and give you a ticket. And that money goes into the general fund in the community or the state. That's it. There's no other reason. They say it's safety and all that stuff. Having a policeman present on the side of the road with the lights on slows the traffic down at that point. But as soon as you get away from the police, you know, everybody goes back to 85 miles an hour again.
Yeah. Have you ever been on a highway where you have a car in front that's like a cop car that's swerving to slow the whole flow of traffic down? They do that in Jersey on the major highways.
Yeah.
I have never seen that. I've had other people who are, the police officer stays in the lane, but they're going maybe 5 miles per hour under the speed limit, and people don't want to go past. And it's like, come on, you can still go the speed limit. It's fine. You can even go five over.
I know,
but
no
it's
one
fine.
Wants to pass the cop.
Yeah. Not a big deal. Where I grew up, if you saw that there were like three police cars around town, so if you passed all three of them, you're like, oh, I can go as fast as I want the rest of the way home because I already passed all the police officers.
I know all three.
Jeez. All right, next half hour of the DJV program, a focus in part on the situation down in Louisiana off the coast. If you've seen that boat that capsized, there's something harrowing that you would never want anybody that you knew to go through, anybody, even if you didn't know them. There's something about that is so distressing to see that video and to understand what those people have gone through. It's something, it's worth some time in reviewing. 18 after the hour, something else to review is how you're losing weight and keeping it off. My daily message about choosing Calitrin for your healthy weight loss program to continue. Maybe the work that you did earlier in the year came at a different time and you're thinking, okay, I got to get rid of this weight as fast as I can. Not healthy, I don't want to get COVID, I don't want to look bad, all of those things. So you connected with one of the big outfits and you got on a program, you lost the weight, and that's cool. But in order to keep the weight off, what do? How do you approach that problem? My suggestion is that you do what millions of other people have done. Get on the Calitrin program, the natural, the wonderfully effective, I guess the right word, 86% of the people that have been on this program say it's effective, it works, and keeps the weight off. And that's over a 24-year period. So you know this works. Calitrin is available now. You go to toploss.com and you can order it that way. Matter of fact, that's the only way you can order it. It's not available in stores. You have to order it from the company directly, approved by the FDA, independently tested for quality and purity all the time. It's a perfect supplement for all the people in your family who want to lose weight naturally and keep it off. Very safe. Very, very, very effective. That's Calitrin, Calotrin. Take my word for it. It works. And keep doing it. I just stay on it as far as, you know, because of the collagen protein. I want my skin not to look old and leathery when I get old and leathery. And that's what the collagen helps to prevent. All right? Help yourself at toploss.com. Check out using the code DJV. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
It's 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Jay Kirshner is about to bring us the big news, the big story, the big gossip of the day. It's hot. I can promise you that. Hot off the presses right after this.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
All right. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to stay with somebody who's really a no-good cur or not. I think we broke this story on Monday talking about the fact that J-Lo did not have a ring on. And then other people said, oh, no, they're fine. They said this and they said that. Well, not so fast. Right, Jay?
Yes. So many things, rumors about a breakup, and then confirmation of no, they're still together, they're just doing a lot of work, drama, drama, drama. Well, J-Lo and A-Rod announced their breakup themselves exclusively today, so they are donezo. There's no more work being done, and I think we can all breathe a sigh of relief that we don't have to hear about the on-off, are they, aren't they anymore.
Yes. Right, okay, so now there's a chance for all you ladies that want to go with a lecherous, no-good SOB, A-Rod's available.
Right? I think, yeah, right. That's a good way to sell him. Yeah, I think more, maybe more men are excited that J-Lo is single.
Yeah. I don't know, but what you said about A-Rod, Doug, we need to add that to his Wikipedia page.
That's it. Yep, help yourself. All right, so let's see what else. We got a lot of COVID things are trending. The vaccines, are they effective or not? Mask wearing, yes or no? I mean, what's new here, though, Jay? Is there anything new that will turn an eye or somebody's opinion?
Well, there is the whole Pentagon developed a microchip that detects COVID under your skin.
Oh, I thought that was Bill Gates who had the microchip. I guess Bill Gates is breathing a sigh of relief
now. Pentagon scientists.
Now it's the Pentagon. Okay.
We have officially entered a Black Mirror episode. So this exists. They've developed a quote-unquote revolutionary filter that can remove the virus from the patient's blood through a dialysis machine as well.
So I wonder if this would apply to the microchip is one. You gotta wonder whether there's somebody developing a machine that will take the vaccine out of your system, out of your blood, if you have a negative response to it. Like somebody's got to be working on that, right?
Well, Keith Richards famously gets his blood completely drained and then cleaned up, right, and then they reinsert right. it. So maybe look, I've
put
been saying for years. I've been saying literally for years that any time that there's some sort of a plague or SARS or Ebola, you just need to turn to Keith Richards' blood. And that because all the answers are right there. He's never going to die.
We should be, like, turning his blood into capsules that we all just take,
absolutely,
like a daily vitamin. Why
exactly.
is this not a thing yet?
Exactly.
Yeah, just making, that's a good company. All right, so let's talk about what responses we're getting at DJV Show, the Facebook page. If you've been vaccinated, will you continue to wear a mask? What do you hear? What do you see?
Helen Tarr says, no more masks unless I am required by law. While Wendy Battle says, the vaccine does not protect you from colds and the flu, so I'll continue to wear it. And Susan says, in Kentucky, we still have a mask mandate, so there's really no choice.
Mm-hmm. And then we asked about the J&J vaccine, the pause there. Is that going to be good or bad?
Yeah, a lot of people are kind of like, why? It's only like 6 people that are getting these blood clots. Asia Littell said, I'd be more concerned with the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines than J&J. And Bob Cochran said, the odds of dying because of taking Tylenol are much higher.
They are?
I don't know. That's what Bob Cochran said. we cannot,
that sounds like some solid science there, Bob.
We cannot confirm that statement.
Thank you, Dr. Cochran, for joining us here on the DJV program at 28 and a half after the hour.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
4 MS-13 gang members are arrested after cops spotted them putting the wrapped-up body of a woman into the trunk of a car in the far Rockaway, Queens, New York area. During a traffic stop about 2 a.m. last night near JFK Airport, police discovered a body with severe trauma in the car trunk. The deceased woman has yet to be identified. Frustrated parents in San Francisco have coined a new phrase for their latest classroom reality, Zoom in a room. Students will be in a classroom looking at a monitor with their teacher from home, a move many in the community are saying is unacceptable. In Los Angeles, students can start going back to school in person, but more than half say they will continue with distance learning. Return to Learn is reporting as of March 29th, more than 40% of districts nationwide had offered all students the option to return to full-time in-person instruction. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
NASCAR racing this weekend is at the short track in Richmond, Virginia for the Toyota Owners 400. Our partners at Motor Racing Network caught up with Martin Truex Jr. and asked him about his recent success at short tracks.
For me, it's just been what I mentioned a little while ago, and it's confidence in each other, believing in each other. And, you know, there was a time in my career when, you know, I go back to the Busch Series days, all the races I won there were short tracks. You know, we never won any mile and a half. And I'm like, well, damn, I need to get better at mile and a half. And then, you know, you work on that, and you know, in the Cup Series, if, you know, every track is tough. Everybody's working constantly on being better at every type of track. You know, for whatever reason, for me, the short tracks never really panned out. And it's, you know, even though we had a lot of great runs over the years, for instance, I think we led the most laps at Richmond like three or four races in a row where we finally won there. You know, it's sometimes you need things to go your way. But honestly, I think from a consistency standpoint of being consistent at these short tracks, it's just, it comes down to people and equipment and, you know, that belief in each other and really just, you know, believing what they're telling you. If they tell me I need to drive a certain way, I start driving a certain way. And I know, you know, if I tell them that it needs to do something different, they know it needs to do something different. And, you know, it's just that that team chemistry that we've had over the years has been really good, and we've been able to fine tune on these places.
America is historic road course, and it's going to be cool to go there. And then obviously Indianapolis road course have no laps there either. So I think figuring those out are going to be fun. That's always a good challenge.
The Toyota Owners 400, 3 p.m. Sunday on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The good, the bad, the indifferent, we all are part of a big puzzle here, trying to sort it out, DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan is here, Jay Kirshner, Thursday, April 15th. Excuse me, the continuation of our focus on hunger, fighting hunger, it is a big deal. The DJV podcast that you can download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts is a focus, at least in part, on all of the discussions that we've had here. 37 million people don't have enough to eat. That in itself, it just blows my mind, Victoria. It really does.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the bottom line is giving a buck, $2, $3, $5, whatever it is, anything and everything helps. Make a donation by visiting radiocares.org. And if you do want to hear the story behind the story, because we went into it in a little more detail yesterday than we have today, but there is plenty of info at the download, djvshow.com. There's also in the most recent of our downloads a conversation about blood clots, the Johnson & Johnson thing. So we get that. And we also cover on the podcast news that the quarantine and the pandemic didn't cause a baby boom, as predicted. So you can hear that story as well. All of it together. And a reminder again, please help those who really can't help themselves, with the food department being the focus. RadioCares.org is the website to go to, or you can text radio to 662266. Get a donation link there and give as little or as much as you want. That sounds trite to say, but it really is. And a lot of people are moved to do a little bit more, some, you know, in some ways. You know, people are, Americans, I find, pretty damn generous when it comes to things like this. They don't think about themselves, think about other people, which is a great thing. Today is National High Five Day. How did high fives become a thing? Do you do high fives? Jay, Victoria?
I love a good high five.
Do you really?
It's my favorite.
On what occasion?
Let's ditch the handshakes and do high fives.
When's the last? When did you do one most recently?
Last night with my son.
Really?
We're a big high five family. Yeah, my husband and I always high fiving. We've taught Mac how to high five. Back when you could still touch other people without fear. Giving random strangers
well, the high
fives.
Actually, remember in the beginning of the pandemic when everybody was trying to figure out everything they could about the virus, and when you shake hands, it's like 234 million germs are exchanged, but when you high five, it was only like 80 million or something, so it's better to high five someone. It's more sanitary. That's
when I found on the hand, the dirtiest part that people forget to clean is the top of the hand right by, like, between the thumb and the pointer finger. And when you're shaking somebody's hand, that's the part you touch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think a lot of things that we have adopted in terms of, you know, not shaking hands, maybe doing the elbow bump instead of the fist bump, I think a lot of things like that are going to stick around.
Because I still shake hands with people. I shake hands all the time with people. I did yesterday with some people that I met. Listen.
I haven't shook anyone's hand in over a year.
I know.
I mean, I'm not like, I don't really meet a lot of people that I shake hands. If I meet someone who's new, it's usually a friend of an acquaintance or somebody, you know, so shake hands.
Shake hands was always, as I grew up, it was always a male thing. Women didn't shake hands either until they got into the business world, and then that changed. Now, I think it's appropriate. I shake hands with women. I shake hands with men. I like a good, firm handshake. There's nothing that's nicer than whether it's a man or a woman, than a good, firm handshake. That, for me, indicates sincerity. It just does. Just kind of, are you really interested in having a conversation, and do you mean what you say? That's kind of what I take away from a good, really good, firm handshake. To go back to the high five, apparently this started back in 1977 when the Dodgers player Dusty Baker and Glenn Burke gave each other a high five in celebration of a victory. Baker's home run had just made L.A. the first team in history to have four hitters with at least 30 home runs in a single season. Today, people are doing it because it's a congratulatory thing. Great job. Well done. Yeah, that sort of thing. So how do you, because Mac's not speaking yet, Jay, how do you get him into the, what gets him into the high five mode? You just put your hand up and he's now gotten used to slapping your hand?
Yeah, I put my hand up and say, high five or give me five. He does
really?
It. He has we have some fat head marbles. Yeah, same Daisy high fives too. Uh-huh.
I'll have to teach my Daisy how to do that. All right. Okay, let's move to this situation off the Louisiana coast where the boat capsized. If you've seen any of the video, heard the descriptions, it's a pretty scary thing because when you're in the water like that, there's really, and there's, all you can see is, well, it reminds me of a scene from Castaway where you can't, what do you do? There's no place to go. You can't, especially if the water is rough. What do? You're just there. And so how many of these people have survived and how many people are gone, Victoria?
Well, six were rescued. One was found dead floating in the water and 12 are still missing. So this is the what caused this, though, is kind of it's a rare weather event called a wake low. And what that is, it's when a lot of it's a circular low pressure system, and it created it comes from a whole bunch of thunderstorms that happened at once in Louisiana. Yeah. Basically, all of the southeast Louisiana on Tuesday morning and afternoon had a whole string of these thunderstorms that created this. It created tropical storm force winds, and then essentially it hit this boat really quickly. And the entire, it's called the Secor power lift boat, the whole thing, it was 8 miles south of the port, And the whole thing toppled right over. And with and no one had any warning. It was just, it was really awful. And you're right, when you look at the, this actually did damage on the land, too. These winds blew through, you know, wrecked some trailers and things like that. So it was just a very weird, rare thing that happened. And unfortunately, you know, for the families reading, they're just, I can't even imagine what that must be like. You know, they're just trying to keep hope alive and, and just every day waiting for an update. It's horrible.
Yep.
And those are some rough waters, too. The Gulf, unless, like you had said, unless it's a hurricane, the Gulf is usually not this rough at all. So it was pretty unprecedented.
Well, yeah, unless it's a hurricane. You're right. It is usually calm because it's almost like a big, huge inland waterway.
It's like a big
protected
bay.
It's like a big bay protected by Texas and Florida and Louisiana and so on it goes. The date of April 15th upon us, this traditionally is the day when you have to have your money into the government to pay your taxes. However, last year it was put off till June 15th. This year has been put off till next month on this date, so May 15th. You have until May 15th to pay what taxes are due. Also, sort of in league or in concert with that, IRS has announced that it will start child tax credit payments this summer. So if you qualify for the expanded child tax credit, it'll send out payments in July. Who qualifies for this? Let's see here. Eligible families get $3,000 annual benefit per child between the ages of 6 and 17, $3,600 per child the age of 6. Who qualifies? What's the economic the cutoff? Is it 40,000 poverty? What is poverty in this country? 46,000?
I thought that this was every kid, but I don't know.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I think it's the where the poverty level is. Whatever below that, 46,000. You know, when I was a kid, or even as I started my working career in the 1960s, $46,000 a year was pretty good money. And now it's considered, you know, if you're below that, you're below the poverty level. That's really, you know, is that all about inflation? Is it all about
The cost of living, you know, when you think about, too, the cost of living back when you know, we're talking about working in the 60s, the cost of living, you hear, like, you know, people my grandparents' age, they bought homes for $30,000 to $75,000. You got a mansion for $75,000.
My father bought the home that I grew up in when I was a year or two old for $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2 acres of land, old farmhouse with a barn, and I remember he got the money on the GI Bill. He paid the mortgage off in 4 years and never had another mortgage in his life. Never. He was an orphan, didn't have any money, and he sure as heck wasn't going to owe any money. So he made sure that whatever he bought, he could pay for fast. But I remember that why do I remember? Why do you remember anything like that?
It's the house I grew up in. My grandparents bought it as a shore house, a weekend house, and here in New Jersey, and they bought it for, I don't know, $70,000 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And you can't touch anything in that town for less than several million.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's,
right.
You know,
try to find a little on the water anywhere in this country. The water has now become, that's the place. I wouldn't, if I were ever to buy a place again in California, I would never buy. I don't even want to rent a cottage unless I can get it on the beach. I'm not going to. I've been inland last 4 or 5 years. Off and on, and I just don't find it as rewarding. There's something about waking. Well, you wake up to it every morning.
Yeah.
So you know
that's why we left Manhattan.
Yeah.
We moved to the beach. I grew up down here, and I wanted to be back at the beach. So, but just to your point, this whole area where I am in Monmouth County, New Jersey, everything is under construction. It's all new construction.
Right.
A one bedroom apartment, which is not that big. It's not like a huge one bedroom, but they sell here for about $500 to $550.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's $550,000 for a one bedroom
square feet?
Apartment. No more than 800.
Woohoo.
Yeah. I know. I mean, that's like Manhattan prices now. You know, you can get a studio apartment in Manhattan for about $500,000.
All the people from Manhattan are moving down there like you did. Yeah. Getting out of the city.
We got out, and we got out before the pandemic, so we left at the right time.
We were talking yesterday. Remember when I was talking about where the most expensive homes are in the country, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
And the fact there's no inventory in suburbia anywhere, and here in my town, you know, if a house is on the market for a week, and even at that, there are offers that are $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 over the asking price, just because people want to get out of the city and they want to come to an area, at least around where I am. People love the bucolic farms, look at the fields, see the cows. I should charge people who buy houses around where I am because I made the neighborhood. And
charge people for the view?
Yeah.
Good luck with that. But
yeah,
great.
The tax on the view. You want to move into my neighborhood and see the cows and look at the farm?
Look, you're already not exactly the most popular guy in your neighborhood. I don't think that would help your PR at all.
Wait a minute. Where do you get that idea?
You've been telling me for 5 years how many people hate you your town.
There are people who are not happy about some of the things I'm doing on the farm. But there are many more people who are very happy because they'd rather see what I'm going to do on the farm take place than 179 senior condos being built there. Mm.
Those are everywhere, too, the 55 and over.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the boomers. You know, what's going to happen when the boomers all die off, what's going to happen to all those properties? Because, like, my generation is not even, you know, not having a lot of people my age are not having kids by choice. So it's just going to be the population of my generation isn't going to be nearly as large as the boomer population. No. So it's interesting to see what will happen with all that.
Because we have too many people here. 47 after the hour. Here's something that makes your day much, much, much better. Eating an Ebon's cookie. Yum. Ebon's Bakehouse at Ebon's.com has the best gluten-free breads, rolls, buns, cookies that you could possibly imagine. On and off. If I don't talk about this as much as I probably would like to, because every time I talk about them, I get hungry and I want a cookie. It's cookie. I'm a cookie monster. EbonsBakehouse.com has the best supply in America. I can say that unqualified. You ladies have all had the breads and the cookies and the things. All these cookies, the chocolate chip cookie is, as I think that what Jay said it once, is to die for. I don't know if I want to die eating one of these cookies, but it really, I guess, like, it's kind of like heaven in your mouth. It really does melt in your mouth. You won't believe it till you try it. You can try it now and use the DJV code for a 15% discount. Yep. Ebon's is spelled E-B-A-N-S. EbonsBakehouse.com. Even if you're not gluten intolerant, you're going to love this stuff because the flavor is there. You got to keep it refrigerated or frozen because no gluten in it. So there's no preservatives. So you got to take care of it, but it's so good for you. And they really, oh, yum. EbonsBakehouse.com. Use the DJV code for a big discount at checkout.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Half the hour here on the DJV program. Time for us to link our thoughts together and come up with something from the entertainment department that Chucker can wrap his mind around. So if you want to know what's on Chuck's mind, all you have to do is wait 60 seconds.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sounds like this could almost be an Indiana Jones movie or a Steven Spielberg movie. However, this is the theme from Harry Potter. For those of you who have watched Harry Potter, that doesn't include me. Chuck, have you seen Harry Potter movies?
Yeah, I've watched them. I can't tell you I'm the biggest fan. Having said that, Emma Watson, who plays the character of Hermione, turns 31 years old today. First Harry Potter movie back 2001. It ran for 10 years, 2001 to 2011. 8 Harry Potter movies. The last one was split into 2 parts. It is without a doubt one of the most successful franchises in the in Hollywood history. These movies continue to make money, and the rights to them are very expensive to air on.
Oh, yeah, television. Yeah, playing. All right, so I'm looking at the movies that are available right now at my local AMC theater. And it doesn't, in trying to get people to come back to the theaters, yesterday I think we announced that the chain, the Arclight chain, and another chain, West Coast chain, was closing down. They're not going to reopen, which to me is a real tragedy because
it's a sad
thing.
The
Arclights. They really, they were great.
Well, you need, listen, to get people back at theaters, you need consistency, and it's not there.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the stuff that's here has been here for weeks.
Exactly.
What's
playing in your theater? Tell me, what's playing?
Well, The Father is still playing.
Okay.
The Marksman is still playing. The Goonies are still, or whatever they are, the Croods, whatever the hell that is.
That's been out for four months, but go ahead.
Right. Chaos Walking is still playing. Mm-hmm. The Courier, which is a great movie. I haven't seen it. See The Courier. Very good movie.
Yeah.
Tom and Jerry is there still. Nobody is, you would expect Nobody to still be around because it's only been out, what, for 3 weeks?
I haven't heard of
a couple of weeks since it's
been. You haven't heard of Nobody?
No. Who's in
really?
It?
Really?
Yeah, Bob Dirt.
No, you'd like
from,
it. Yeah, you and Lewis should watch it.
That's good.
Yeah.
And
right.
Ken, Godzilla vs. Kong's on how many screens?
All over the country. You can see it every hour.
Every hour.
Yeah.
But again,
now, there's
like,
a movie called...
That burns itself out after 2 or 3 weeks. You need new products.
Yeah.
And the problem is getting really new product that excites people to get in their car, start the ignition, drive down to the theater, pay a ticket, and sit down for a couple hours. It's not there. And it's not going to be there, unfortunately, probably until fall and winter season.
Yeah.
Really, that long? So we gotta.
If you look at they kicked the can on Top Gun 2, the Mission Impossible 7 and 8 been kicked the can down the road. There's not
James
a lot
Bond.
Of product this summer. There just isn't.
James Bond.
Yeah, James
I think
Bond
it's next year already.
A Quiet Place 2. So.
Do you think Murder on the Nile, which is supposed to be a big release, is going to be affected by all the stuff about Armie Hammer? Will people not want to see?
No, I don't think so. I don't. He's just one part of an ensemble cast. I don't think so at all. No.
Yeah. Good. Gal Gadot is in it. I know. Gadot.
Yeah. Wonder Woman
is in it.
Yep.
And it's the Perot stuff, revisited, revitalized. I thought the last one.
Not like Ross
did.
Perot. It's Poirot, Inspector Poirot.
Yeah, I know. Poirot. Thank you. I thought the last one what's his face? Who's the star? Why did that just slip out of my mind? Who's
Kenneth Branagh,
who plays?
Right?
Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I thought
he's
he was
really
very good at that. I thought that was a good movie, actually, frankly. So we're looking forward to all these things, and we can't, I want some theater popcorn. And
I agree. A little patience, Doug.
Some twisters as well. All right, Chucker, thank you.
If there's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.